This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We are 2 short weeks from the start of baseball's regular season, just 21 days from the home opener at Boston's Fenway Park. Whatever you think about the Red Sox, their home is rightly revered. Less well known, though, is the guy who keeps the field at Fenway in playing condition. Difficult in the best of times, downright a nightmare after the winter and the record snowfall that Boston has had this year. That guy's name is David Meller. He is the director of grounds at Fenway. Mr. Meller, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
What does one do if one's a head groundskeeper and you are passed up to your eyeballs in snow?
Well, you know, this is certainly an interesting winter here in Boston, and our first choice was to use black sand to throw that on top of the snow.
Wow.
It absorbs heat and helps melt down the depth of the snow, and it's been very effective for us this year.
Wow, that's kind of amazing. What happens to the grass underneath when you've got this much snow on it?
Well, snow is a great insulator. It keeps the frost from going as deep, especially if we can get frost or the snow early in the season and it stays. As long as it doesn't turn to ice, it's very grass-friendly. Then it's just a question of how soon you have to play and removing that snow. But this is my 31st year in the majors, and five of the last 7 years I was in Milwaukee, it actually snowed the night before opening day with the Brewers. So there are times when you have to mechanically plow and shovel and do everything you can to get rid of it.
Do me a favor and tell me, give me your game day routine, because players famously have things they do every single game. What do you do?
Well, certainly, you know, the infield skin, where so much of the game is played, we spend a lot of time manicuring that, making sure it has the right soil moisture so that it's kind of like a cork board. So it provides the best bounce possible. We're repairing the pitcher's mound, the batter's box, the bullpens. We're mowing. We're manicuring edges. We're cleaning the track. We're cleaning sunflower seeds. It's a lot of attention to detail.
One of the reasons we called you that was that we were talking to an editor of ours, actually, who is a Red Sox fan, it should be said. And he was reading something that said, Fenway's a really tough place to do the grounds because it's basically got three microclimates, right? You got the two basic ones that all of them have. And then because of the Green Monster, you've got a whole section of the field you have to treat differently.
Well, at Fenway, we get upper deck shade. We get the middle part of this field that gets sun. But the Green Monster, being 37 feet high and green, absorbs a lot of heat. So it's certainly our friend in the spring, fall, and winter. It'll help melt snow and warm up the grass in the spring and fall. But in the summer, that radiant heat is something we have to monitor to make sure the grass doesn't get too hot or dry out.
How does one get to be director of grounds at Fenway Park? I mean, it's a temple, for crying out loud.
You know, my job's the next best thing to play, and I'm very honored to be here. I grew up playing baseball. My dream was to make it to the majors as a pitcher. And a month after I got out of high school, I was hit by a car. I missed 3 years of college, and my family said, you need to find a career you're going to love to do because so many people don't like their job. And during all my physical therapy and the many surgeries, I thought, what do I really like to do? What's my passion? I realized I love baseball. Science was a subject I enjoyed in school. I thought somebody has to take care of a major league park. And I grew up a Red Sox fanatic, and to have the opportunity to come to Fenway has been a dream. This will be my 16th season at Fenway Park.
I should tell you, I grew up a Yankees fan, but we'll just let bygones be bygones.
Well, it's a great rivalry.
David Meller, he is the director of grounds at Fenway Park up in Boston. Mr. Meller, thanks very much for your time, sir.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity.